It is the 55th edition of the Mississippi Melody Showboat in Grand Rapids. This year's is written and directed by John Schroeder, and it's called Up the Creek, and John is joining us in the KAXC studios. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Well, tell us about the writing of Up the Creek. What's the story of it?
Well, this year the story is about a girl named Nora Paddle coming from St. Louis. And so she's riding the boat to get to New Orleans, wants to make it big on the vaudevillian stage down there, be a big singer, be a big star. Apparently she got on the wrong boat, because here she is in Grand Rapids. So she's trying to get back downriver the whole time and frustrated about the whole situation, but finds out.
She's kind of geographically challenged.
A little bit, yeah.
So John, Showboat is a proud tradition of this Grand Rapids summer, and 55 years. Were you nervous about writing? You're a pretty young director and writer. Were you nervous about taking on an institution and maybe molding it in your own vision?
It started last year. This is my second year up, and it's kind of exciting. I started as a kid in Showboat some number of years ago, and having been in the cast for a few times, I've known how the tradition of showboat goes. I know there's a lot of a stigma out there that it's the same every year, and I'm trying to break that stigma. So, between the marketing and giving each year a show with a distinct name and a distinct identity, having a storyline carry it through, but then bring in a lot of new variety acts and things like that, I'm hoping to stick to the integrity and the tradition of Showboat that's been going for 55 years, but still keep it fresh, keep it new, and keep people wanting to come back.
So, John, for someone who doesn't live in Grand Rapids, doesn't know about this tradition, tell us what it's actually like, because they may think, you know, you're sitting inside at a theater or something.
This is a recreation of Showboats that used to come up on the Mississippi River, bringing shows from town to town, almost kind of like a circus, just traveling from city to city, bringing a show. And there is one in the Twin Cities put on by the university down there. They happen to have their show on the boat. Ours is outside under the stars. So the boat, we have a recreation paddle wheel steamboat that comes around the river bend, bringing the performers onto the stage. The performers get off, and the stage is built right on the Mississippi. So you're sitting under the stars, watching the Mississippi flow by. You've got, you know, just the atmosphere is great. You've got loons and geese, and sometimes people in kayaks going by, and just the full experience is just unbeatable.
First performances are next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 15th, 16th, and 17th in the evening. What, about 8:30, or when sun goes down?
Or? Yep, 8:30 we start the show.
Okay, and then for three consecutive weeks, starting next week, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 29th, 30th, 31st. What are your personal goals artistically in theater? Because, as you said, you've been involved in it for a long time.
This is, as far as my goals, I plan to stick around the Grand Rapids community and just keep enriching. You know, we've got so much opportunity here as far as the arts go, and I think we just need to keep it going and keep people appreciating it and keep the community rich with the art. So that's my plan. Mm-hmm.
You know, John, it strikes me that, you know, we just talked with Deborah Davis about the outdoor sculpture walk in Bemidji, and this too is like outdoor art, if you, you know, if you think about it. Why do you think it's important? You know, we live in these kind of smaller towns, definitely by standards of the other places in the country. Why do you think it's important that we have things like this?
It enriches the community. It also gives us a name and identity, brings us together. The great thing about art, especially in my eyes, theater, is it brings together so many people, not only the audience and the cast performing, the cast and crew, but just in the cast and crew, we've got such a variety of people from different ages, different backgrounds, different cities, all coming together to put on a show, and it's just a great experience.
How many people in the show?
Just under 40, maybe 37, 38, somewhere in there.
So what's that like to direct 30, 35, 40 people?
It's a lot of fun. There are a lot of high schoolers in the show this year, a few adults, and just the combination of everybody, we have a good time. All the rehearsal is, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun as well. So,
how about the music? Tell us about some of the music in it.
We've got some big song chorus numbers. We've got some solos, some small groups, and so all the music itself usually sticks to a certain tradition in Showboat of being in a certain time period from from 1850 or so to 1920. There are some Broadway musical tunes that get in there sometimes. Sometimes some newer songs, but we always try to keep it within the tradition of Showboat, fitting in that time period, in that style.
Now, is any of it written specifically for this play, or if not, how do you research and find the music?
There is one show that's written by Jim Mason, who's doing our music. He did write one song for the show. Then there are skits, and there's a poem and some other dialogue. Those are all written for the show. The rest of the music, some of it I found on some old online database with a lot of old music, some old vaudeville tunes. Some of it's just digging through the Showboat archives, all the music they've got collected there,
Is it public domain, or do you have some composers and songwriters that you like?
Combination. Some of them are just old music that I found on the database that are public domain. We do pay ASCAP to cover all of the rights to those pieces that still are under copyright. Mm-hmm.
That's the 55th edition of Mississippi Melody Showboat. This year it's called Up the Creek. It's the last three weekends of July, so it starts next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, down at the... How do you explain where this is located?
Basically behind Goodwill. So if you're coming in from the west into Grand Rapids, you turn right after Goodwill. If you're going out west, out of Grand Rapids, you see Goodwill. Turn left, you go across the railroad tracks, turn right, and then keep going, you'll see a sign.
Beautiful location under tall, tall pines, mm-hmm. right on the Mississippi River. Thanks, John. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
If you need more information on Showboat, you can call KEXE 218-326-1234.